All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley. We're going to do something a little different this week. I've got my weekly interview, and we're going to do that before I sit down and chat with Marty and Bill. I'm out at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, but earlier this week, I had the chance to catch up in New York at Citi Field with former Giants amateur scouting director John Barr. We had a great conversation about the Giants that he drafted, including Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt, and Logan Webb, guys who were center pieces to the World Series teams in 2010, 2012, and 2014, and Buster Posey, 2012 and 2014, of course, Crawford and Belt. And now he's got Logan Webb, the ace of the Giants staff, taking the hill tonight right now. So let's send it out to that interview with John Barr. And my first question for John, as you join me here at Citi Field, John, what did you do during the scouting process back in 2008, your first draft, to make sure that Buster Posey was your guy? You scouted him at Florida State. You scouted him in the Cape Cod League with the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox. What did you do to ensure that he would be your guy at number five?
Well, we couldn't make sure he was our guy in 2008. We were hoping he would be our guy in 2008, and he was. And I really feel that it was in some ways meant to be. I said before, I got a chance to meet Buster when he was in high school, got a chance to see him throughout his years and at Florida State, and then know the personality is, know the type of work ethic he had and the potential he had, and then for him to have the year he did, there was a, you know, we were concerned that he may not be there. But when Peter McGowan asked me and Bill Newcomb asked me why, you know, if I thought he was going to be there, and Brian Sabian, I said, yeah, he's going to be there because it's meant to be. And I think that's part of it. I mean, to see what has happened since he has been here. I felt that that 2008 draft was a special draft for us throughout the Giants organization. And there were a lot of people that participated in that draft and made it possible, all of our scouts included. And it was a great day for us.
Yeah, the dream of a scouting director, have a guy who can be an anchor of a World Series team. And in that draft, you got two of them. Brandon Crawford comes up in 2011, helps the Giants win in 2012, 2014, fourth-round pick out of UCLA. What do you remember about scouting him and bringing the hometown kid home back to the Bay Area?
Again, it was one of those situations where Mike Kendall, who was the scout, really liked Brandon. He had seen him more than once, saw him throughout the years there, remembered him having such a good years his freshman year and all. And we followed him up in the Cape. He played in Orleans. We got a chance to, we know a lot of people from up in the Cape. We have had success up there. But he was someone that we knew, just talking to all the different coaches and everyone that was around him, how solid of a player he was. And defensively, he would always shine. And offensively, we really felt that he, because he had such good hand-eye coordination and he had strength, that he could develop and that there was something there to develop onto. But the personality, the work ethic that he showed and throughout his years, not only at UCLA and also at Orleans, was part of the reason why we ended up taking him. John Savage, who was the coach at UCLA, said to me, he said, John, he goes, for 3 years I didn't have to worry about a ground ball that was hit in his direction. And he was right.
Well, for the last 10 years, the Giants haven't had to worry about a ground ball hit in that direction. It's interesting. Buster Posey, Yarmouth Dennis in the Cape Cod League. Yep. And you go with Brandon Crawford, Orleans, the Cape Cod League. The next year, University of Texas product, Brandon Belt, comes out of the Harwich Mariners organization, the Cape Cod League. You guys clearly scouted there very aggressively. It means a lot to have success. Brandon Belt, not just successful at Texas, but there in the Cape League as well.
He was. And he also actually played a little outfield when he was at the Cape League. And he displayed some real power with the wood bat. We felt that we watched him up at the Cape. We watched him, the way he swung the bat. We felt like that there was more power there. We felt like the bat was there. We felt like he could, if he made an adjustment to his approach some, that he could get more out of it. And fortunately, you know, he did. And defensively, he was always shorthanded. He was always athletic. And if you look at all three of those players, they all can contribute to you winning a game, both offensively and defensively. And that was what has carried them throughout their careers and has kept them in the lineup and has been beneficial for all of us here in San Francisco to watch him. It's been a pleasure watching him, whether they're at the plate or whether they're doing something spectacular defensively.
No question. We'll get to Logan Webb in a moment, but to see all three of these guys remain pillars of the organization, to not hit free agency, to sign extensions and be Giants, hit 10 years of service time together, 10 opening days together, it's so rare to get just one of those players in an organization at one time. To draft three of them and to still sit here at Citi Field and look out and see all three of them in the same lineup, what's that mean to you?
Well, it's an accomplishment of the organization itself. I mean, you have to, for that to happen, you have to have a mindset of the organization from ownership on down that you want to develop your players. You want to have some homegrown players who can be pillars for you. And also medically, I mean, to think of what some of these guys have gone through medically, each and every one of them, to know that Dave Greshner and his team and all of our medical staff has been there in support of him and the coaching. It's, you know, the time Ron Wotus has spent throughout the years with those guys. If we talk about how many games Ron Wotus has been around, I mean, he's been at more practices than he has been games. He's been with it. So I think that when that happens, everybody in the organization is proud of the fact that we have those players that have played a long time, but everyone has played a part in it. We were just the beginning part of scouting them. We were the introduction to the organization of getting them in. And since then, it's been the player development staff throughout the minor leagues and then throughout the major leagues. So it's an organization achievement.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the three World Series titles, and homegrown talent is the first thing that comes to mind. This Giants team in 2021 enjoying a special season and kind of one of the anchors of this starting rotation. 2014 fourth-round draft pick Logan Webb. And maybe one of the hardest things to do in scouting is to project an amateur pitcher who's not yet at the college level. Logan Webb drafted out of Rockland High School. What did you guys see in him? Dick Tidrow, Logan Webb said, played an important role in making sure that he was in this organization.
Well, I think one of the things that we got a chance to see is his competitiveness. That showed pretty clear, and his athleticism showed very clearly even when he was in high school, and his ability to compete on the mound. And I think that throughout the years, we've just seen him continue to improve and continue to develop, and that's why what we have now is someone who's athletic, competitive, and that's who you want to have the ball in their hands on the pitcher's mouth. And Dick and Doug Mapson, a lot of people will end up, John Cassavetes end up getting a chance. We had a lot of people see him and really like him. Keith Snyder was the area scout there, and he raved about his makeup and his competitiveness. So it was everyone involved in that process is how he ended up here. And then again, the time that he spent within our development. And it's been fun to watch him develop.
Well, some of the most successful drafts in organizational history, John Barr, the architect of many of them. John, tell us what you're up to these days. You told me you're scouting the Cape Cod League all across the Eastern Seaboard. What's going on in your life?
Do you know, I'm here for Mike Holmes and Farhan and Scott Harris or whatever, anything that they want me to be able to do. My concentration has always been with the amateur side of things, so anything that I can help out Mike Holmes with and do, jumping around and seeing some of the players throughout the country this year, and then going up to the Cape Cod League and getting a chance to see them. This year was a little bit different because we went up early this year. There were over 150 players who were playing in the Cape Cod League. They were eligible for the draft this year. And then being able to go up a little bit later to see who stuck around, who's still competing at the end, and who's in the playoffs, and if they're and how they're playing, how they're reacting. And I think that bodes to their makeup. When you're deciding on a player, what is he there for? Is he there just to play for himself, or is he there actually for that team up in Cape Cod? And we have had some success with players from up there, and you know, we're not going to be right all the time, But I think that that's always a good proving ground for them.
John Barr, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Baseball.
Oh, thank you very much, Kerry. Thanks for having me.
Many thanks to John Barr for joining us there from Citi Field. As I said, down in Atlanta now, and we appreciate John's time as always. He's busy this week scouting on the Eastern Seaboard and will continue to do so as the Giants prepare for the 2022 draft. His successor, Michael Holmes, actually in the dugout here at SunTrust Park on Friday afternoon, had a chance to catch up with him a little bit, talk about the 2021 draft and Giants already underway in their preparations for 2022. So when we come back, I will join Marty and Bill, give you an update from Gabe Kapler, the manager session today, and we will break down this matchup. Who Oscar Yanoa for the Braves, Logan Webb going for the Giants. Much more coming up. KNBR Giants pregame show. You're listening. KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.